members of Wisconsin's Republican Party held their annual convention over the weekend. It's Monday, May 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin's four-year university system receives less state funding and tuition than nearly every state in the nation. And a survey of farm lenders showed more farmers in Wisconsin were looking to borrow money this spring. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
Hearing new voices and new discoveries about something I never knew existed in Wisconsin.
It was just kind of one of the best ways I could ever characterize, like, my mom's like endearing love for me over a plate of my favorite food.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Support for President Donald Trump was the unifying theme at the Wisconsin Republican Party's annual convention over the weekend. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it comes as the party contends with internal disputes.
Members of Wisconsin's Republican congressional delegation called on the party faithful to unite around Trump's agenda in Washington. Representative Derek Van Orden argued that infighting is why Republicans lost big in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court election.
Then you've got to energize. Put aside your petty differences. Stop squabbling amongst ourselves. Work together, and we will win again!
Wisconsin GOP leaders say they're analyzing their springtime loss and looking ahead to the governor's race next year. Van Orden pledged to back Trump's massive immigration and tax bill, but U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said the bill would exacerbate problems by growing the deficit and debt. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate have passed a bill that would allow Wisconsin's only private water utility to access federal funds for replacing lead lines. The focus on a single utility comes as Democrats press for broader state funding for removing lead laterals. That's in light of cuts under the Trump administration. The bill would make Superior's private water utility eligible for forgivable loans through federal funds awarded to a state loan program. State law currently bars private water systems from receiving loan forgiveness. Republican State Senator Romaine Quinn authored the bill. He says it's not about federal cuts, but rather fairness for Superior residents.
They're ratepayers, and they're federal taxpayers. And so all I'm asking for you is to allow them to have the same access that your constituents have.
Democrats say the state should fund public water systems that prioritize health over profits. They add the state cannot count on federal funding as the Trump administration slashes spending. Wisconsin's four-year university system receives less state funding and tuition than nearly every state in the nation. Corrine Hess reports that's according to the latest ranking of higher education finance.
The universities of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding for 2024. That's a drop of one spot from the previous year. By comparison, Illinois ranked first and Michigan ranked second. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says when he tours the state and tells people how far behind Wisconsin is, residents are surprised.
And when I raise the issue of our ranking, whether it's 43rd and now it's 44th, there's an audible gasp. It's not the Wisconsin they know, that's not the Wisconsin they want.
The current UW system's biennial budget is $13.7 billion. About 75% comes from tuition and the state. Governor Tony Evers' 2025-27 biennial budget proposal includes an increase of $856 million for the UW system. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin labor and climate groups are pushing back against the congressional plan to end Biden-era clean energy tax credits. They say it could jeopardize thousands of jobs. A proposal from House Republicans would end or phase out the Inflation Reduction Act's clean energy tax credits meant to incentivize the transition away from fossil fuels. More than $5 billion in private clean energy investment has been announced in Wisconsin since the law was passed in 2022, but only around $3 billion of that has been spent. Peter Drummond leads the liberal nonprofit Forward Together Wisconsin.
Our members of Congress should be defending and fighting for these jobs and investments in their districts, not threatening them.
But a report from the libertarian Cato Institute says the climate law's subsidies are much more expensive than initial estimates showed. And finally, more farmers in Wisconsin and Midwestern states were looking to borrow or extend loans this spring compared to last year. As Hope Kerwin reports, the findings come from a survey of farm lenders.
The Federal Reserve Banks of Chicago and Minneapolis both cover portions of Wisconsin, and both found that bankers reported an increase in demand for farm loans in the first quarter of the year compared to 2024. A third of surveyed lenders said more farms were looking to extend previous loans, and repayment rates were down. Renee Johnson from Lake Ridge Bank in South Central Wisconsin says low profits in 2024 meant some farms had debt to resolve at the start of the year. Heading into this season, she says most producers are taking a conservative approach.
The farmers seem more focused on their financials. They're more open to marketing their grain to protect their break-evens or be able to lock in a profit.
Johnson says farms are also investing more into crop insurance as they deal with low prices and uncertainty around trade. Hope Curran, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. We'll see high temperatures in the 50s across the state today. Mix of sunshine and clouds, but it's going to be really windy with gusts up near 20 miles per hour at times. Southern Wisconsin, down near the Illinois border, could see some rain overnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s and 40s and still really windy overnight. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Hey, if you haven't already, please, please do leave us a rating and or review on your favorite podcast app. Wherever you're listening now, it always does help other people find the show. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.